Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Joe Thompson out, and the state's in a worse position because of it. I believe that 100%. You've heard the news by now. Breaking, what would you say, Dave, about an hour and 15 minutes ago or so?
Oh, maybe even less.
Joe Thompson, who worked with Andy Luger, frequent guest of the show. Yes, we would have Andy on today. He is unavailable. We'd even like to have Andy on where he is, but it would be a challenge. We'll just leave it right there.
A little difficult.
We'll leave it right there. Andy Luger, appointed by Joe Biden. Oh, no. Oh, no. Sleepy Joe, by the way, the guy who I was highly critical of. Let's just add facts to that. And along with Andy Luger and a number of other excellent attorneys at the U.S. Attorney's Office, they began the fraud investigation. Oh, by the way, a story that we were covering in 20 and 21 and 22 and 23, when among others we'd interview Andy Luger. And then when Donald Trump wins, he gets to do what most presidents do. I'm going to bring in U.S. attorneys who agree more philosophically with me than others. Now, the present occupant's going to be a little more dogmatic about that than others, to say the least. So guess who was running the office for a while the president was looking on someone who could get approval? He eventually selects Dan Rosen, but it would take a while for that to happen. So Joe Thompson, who you heard multiple times on this show, who always made himself available to the public, continued to be very specific, very direct, very effective, and vital to the investigation of the borderline unspeakable amount of disgusting fraud in this state. Where, again, I'll go back to one of our, what do we have them on, three times, I think? One of the last times when we had Joe on, and we had talked about over $1 billion the time before. And then Jay Coles, who's an excellent reporter for Channel 5, had interviewed him. And like a lot of outlets, they were busy patting themselves on the back about this on the $1 billion. And I remember we talked. And I'm like, well, didn't Thompson say this to us already? But let's try again. And when I said to him about the $1 billion, he just back. What did he guffaw? He chuckled. He's like, are you kidding me? It's going to be way more than that. And then when he had his last detailed press conference, oh, by the way, the show that doesn't cover fraud. We covered the whole thing. And that's when Joe Thompson said, when it was, the number was $18 billion, okay, of total amount, right? And Joe Thompson blew us all away and said, it could be at least half of that, $9 billion, which has ticked off the governor of the state, right? The governor has decided to attack Joe Thompson, which I think is an incredibly foolish decision, because he's trying to tie Joe Thompson just reflexively with Donald Trump. Hey, Tim Walz, you know this. Andy Luger, on your team, okay, a Democrat, put Joe Thompson in charge. Because I know this is crazy in life for a lot of you. Sometimes you can appoint people just on merit. Sometimes you could even appoint somebody, Dave, and they might not agree with you 100% politically, but oh, the temerity to say they might just be good at what they do. And so now with Dan Rosen in charge, and we have no idea what he has done so far, but here's what we do know. That when the awful events which took place with Renee Good dead, and if you've listened to me at all, we've talked about it. We've talked about it. Let's just go over it again. Renee Good should not have been parking your car that way. Her wife should have been antagonizing the ICE officers in the way they did. I get there were multiple commands, but when Renee Good has her window open and the one ICE officer says, get out of the car, get out of the bleeping car, you know what you do? You put the car in park and you get out. Now then we get to the ICE officers, including Jonathan Ross. Jonathan Ross is walking around the vehicle. He has the iPhone on. And initially, do I have a problem with him having the iPhone out? No. Dave, would you have a problem with that in any way?
Nope.
No. But then, as he goes from the back, walking up the driver's side and gets in front, not for a long time, very briefly, he switches the iPhone from the right to the left phone, brings out the gun, and as she backs up and is not obeying their command, and now goes forward with pace. There's no denying that part, is there?
Nope.
She's accelerating. Part of the video also shows, and this is all happening like this. I get it. It's a lot easier in the calm, but policy does matter. Okay. She is, as hard as possible, wouldn't you say, turning the vehicle to the right.
Yes, the wheels are clearly turned sharp to the right.
If you say she is without a doubt trying to run him over, you are lying. Okay? But again, she should have got out of the car. The wife, I'm officially bored with the protesters who are antagonizing ICE that way. I'm done. Show up constantly. Make sure the abuses are not taking place. But feeling like you can say anything at any point, I'm done with it. Okay? Ross, by the way, almost every police department in the country trained, don't go in front of the vehicle. Our guy Blair Anderson on twice last week. Tremendous guest. We're incredibly lucky to have him and so many of the guests we have on our show. We're very fortunate. He laughed about the suggestion of getting in front of a vehicle. Talked about this L, what they do there to kind of cordon the vehicle and prevent it from going anywhere. Then it's an extraordinary rare circumstance when you fire shots at a moving vehicle. It's not impossible, but it's extraordinarily rare. And as we said, I get, by the way, a person with the perspective he had 6 months ago when he was dragged by a vehicle. Are you going to be completely detached, calm, that has no effect on you? It's silly to say that, okay? But he now not only shoots once in a moving vehicle while he's in front against the policy, and then he has to decide if this reaches that very rare level. And he's seen in front of him her turning the steering wheel as hard as possible. He shoots once through the windshield and twice in the driver's window. And then one, either him or somebody else, and then Alpha News is reporting it wasn't him, says, effing B word. Really? That's what you're thinking after three shots were just fired at her. By the way, do we know how the dog is? The dog was right behind her.
I do not know. I've not heard on the dog.
Right. And so now the New York Times is reporting that Joe Thompson is out. Okay. Now, multiple people reporting he's out. But what the Times and Ernesto Landono is adding, three Minnesota federal prosecutors resigned over the Justice Department's push to investigate the widow of a woman killed by an ICE agent and its reluctance to investigate the shooter, according to people with knowledge of the decision. Thompson's resignation came after senior Justice Department officials pressed for a criminal investigation into the actions of Renee Nicole Good. Thompson objected that approach, as well as the Justice Department's refusal to include state officials investigating whether the shooting was lawful. This is from people familiar with the decision. I believe that 1,000% as of now. Because everyone I know, and I'm lucky enough to know some pretty high-profile lawyers, spoke in great respect of Joe Thompson. His intellect, his knowledge of the law, his objectivity, his pursuit of the truth. If you're going to turn this in, oh, he's some lefty lawyer, then why did he keep uncovering all the fraud which was under Tim Walz's administration? Would a lefty attorney do that, Dave? Wouldn't they just be sliding that baby under the rug and not investigating?
Well, that was the point where he had moral clarity.
Yeah.
The rest of it's all lefty chat.
Yeah. Dan Rosen, by the way, let's just go to our guy Luger again. Andy, who's a Democrat? Dan Rosen, Republican. That's fine. Donald Trump won. He gets that ability. Andy Luger on this show. I know Dan. I know him well. I think he's a very good attorney. We just don't agree on some of our politics. Dan Rosen, by the way, was continuing to let Joe Thompson lead this investigation.
Led the press conference about it.
Led the press conference when Dan Rosen was in charge. Dan Rosen easily could have said, there's a new sheriff in charge, and I'm in charge. He didn't, to his great credit. He let Thompson, who knows the story, so save me, oh, typical lefty. His investigation caused Tim Walz to say, I'm not running. Because none of the other Nick Shirley stuff and any of the other outlets, this show included, happen without that attorney's office, great work, first started by Andy Luger. Headed by Andy Luger for years. And now, when Donald Trump views the Department of Justice as what? His own law firm. Reports yesterday, to the shock of no one, that Trump doesn't feel like Pam Bondi, who had been his personal attorney at one point, is being aggressive enough in going after people on his revenge tour. Think about that. She's not doing enough. God knows what he says to her behind the scenes, but publicly, he often directs her, even in his social media, True Social Today, about Minnesota. Retribution. He's not even hiding that this is retribution. Joe Thompson, what a novel concept for an attorney, said, let's investigate all of it. Let's get everything we can on what happened that day.
All of the facts?
Yeah. The DOJ only wants to show that Renee Good caused the entire issue and that she's a Soros activist or whatever they might be. Trump, the day it happened, lied. J.D. Vance, the next day, lied on absolute immunity. That's just not legally true. Kristi Noem, oh, stuck in a snowplow. And then she's on with Jake Tapper. Well, earlier somebody was. That's not what she said. She said that's what part of this incident.
Stuck in the snowbank and she drove to attack them.
Yes. On a day when it's just like this outside. Early 40s. Joe Thompson and the two other prosecutors, I'll give their names when we come back, don't want to be told you can't investigate this. Did Andy Lugar, a Democrat, tell Joe Thompson, don't investigate fraud? Hell no, he didn't. Did Joe Thompson, when he was running the office, say, well, I got to do something different? Now, nope. Did Dan Rosen, somebody's right of center, say, hey, Joe, step aside, the new sheriff's in town? No. But when Donald Trump either directly or indirectly, and now the pressure's on from Donald Trump is leaking it because he talks to reporters all the time, including leaking on background. You don't think Pam Bondi, when she saw that she was in the meat grinder, didn't say, well, I got to make this even better for us? And all of a sudden, hey, Joe Thompson, by the way, we have plenty of attorneys. Remember they announced last week they're supplementing the attorney's office? Thompson might have looked around and said, who in the hell is joining us here? We got this on. I won't say he would have said, have it under control, because remember, we had a good conversation with Lugar about staffing. And where Andy said, you only do so much. If they're willing to bring quality people, doesn't matter their politics. I'm sure Joe Thompson and Dan Rosen would have said yes. But now, because Donald Trump's DOJ is telling a qualified attorney what he can and can't do, he showed integrity and stepped away. The state is worse off, and Donald Trump and his administration only defends law enforcement when it suits them. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. We'll get to that next break here on CCO.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Let's get to a couple items. Again, George Soros writing the script. To the texters who say that occasionally, just tell me who the previous owner was. And then the previous owner to that. And then the previous owner to that. Like, I had to listen to this going back to The Fan. When if you'd say something complimentary about the Wolves or the Vikings. Okay. I hosted an afternoon show about 60—most of it in afternoon drive, and then later when Dan and I split— early in the day when I was doing the Wolves, and I was critical of the Wolves and had, I don't know, dozen shouting matches with Garnett, God knows how many other run-ins, because they didn't like when I criticized the team, and I did. We could have kept the Vikings back at the Fan when Roger Hedrick came in and said, these four guys, me, the two Dans, and Darren Nelson, have to shut up. And the station had agreed, and the Vikings had agreed, they were firing Dan Rowe, and I was going to be the new play-by-play voice. And you know what Mick Anselmo told Roger Hedrick? No chance. In particular, he bounced it off me because I was going to lose an NFL play-by-play job. And I said, hell no. I'm not saying I'm a hero. I mean, let's put the perspective. No one here tells me what to say. Two of the program directors we had at the station, one who's in jail in his filth, okay, were hardcore righties. Didn't agree with me, but by the way, gave me great deference. Never told me what to say. You get to disagree, but you're just lazy on this. Then somebody else saying, oh, just a distraction, not talk fraud. Within the lengthy first segment, I gave Joe Thompson endless credit on the fraud story. And just so you want to know, the biggest national story in this country, Dave, is still this story. And Joe Thompson just stepped down 90 minutes ago, along with two other senior prosecutors and three others. We're not going to stop talking fraud. And on the Soros talking points, why do so many Republicans come on the show then? Without a doubt, we have more Republicans on the show than Democrats. If they feel like, you know, this is this crazy lefty, why do all those folks keep coming on the show, including a number of them who are running to be governor? Kara Levin. Talking about one texter saying, well, is this just the normal thing when Thompson would step down? Now, this person is a diehard righty, and that's fine because texts on a regular basis, entitled to that, you know, view, obviously. So at some point, is it possible Joe Thompson was going to step away? Sure. But I believe the reporting that it's happened now because of the DOJ saying don't cooperate with the BCA and only investigate Ross. Was he maybe going to resign at some point? Maybe. But you're telling me this all happened and it's just a coincidence it's happening right now. Hold on a second. Got some good stuff sent to me.
Can I have a hit of that?
Be your first.
I'm thinking it's starting now.
Would be, yeah. Okay, what do you want to say about all this?
If Joe Thompson was set on this date long ago, if you believe that, there's no chance. He doesn't lead the press conference on fraud 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, in unbelievable detail.
Yes. He's been on the fraud case for years and years and years. I'm fairly certain, especially after watching the press conference, he was dead set on seeing it through.
Yeah. No. He understands he's no longer the boss, though.
Yeah.
But it's pretty clear. Now, one last thing. Chad, it's a good thing the feds are taking control of the investigation on the death of the activist in downtown Minneapolis. Okay, let's go 0 for 2 here. We don't know if she's an activist. It wasn't in downtown Minneapolis. It's going to save taxpayers a lot of money because all these lawsuits for lefty liberal activists for $10 to $30 million each just line the pockets of people and line attorneys' pockets all over the country. This doesn't end civil litigation, by the way. So 0 for 3. Doesn't end civil litigation. We don't know if she's an activist just because you don't agree with her. And it wasn't in downtown Minneapolis.
Other than that,
how was the play? We're going to be a part of this story all day. We're going to get to a few other items also. We're about to have Ask. There is a picture of myself and Carter on my X feed right now. Have you seen it yet?
No, I'm looking right now, though.
I gave the option is either A, we're at the State Fair working together, or B, it's Bring Your Son to Work Day.
Oh my goodness.
Adam looks 15.
You look about 58 in that picture.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. I'm about 45, and I got to be honest, I don't look bad for 45.
Adam looks like he's late for homeroom.
Exactly. Looks like he's in timeout. He looks like he got in trouble in school, and his dad had to bring him to work. So apparently my son is going to join us for Ask Adam Anything. Check out the picture at Chad Hartman Show on the X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.